All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. Those aren't just song lyrics. They're a sign that fall has arrived. And it's also a time of year when many window and door installers seem to be preparing for hibernating until spring. Not Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The Pella Wisconsin team installs year-round in as little as one day. With Pella's one room, one window at a time method, they work to keep the rest of your home cozy while making each room more energy efficient than ever. You should also know that every Pella of Wisconsin installer goes through rigorous, mandatory Pella certification every year to ensure your complete satisfaction. Through November 30th, choose Pella of Wisconsin's featured offer of no payments and no interest for 12 months, plus 20% off labor. Stop by the Pella Experience Center or set your free consultation now. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call, that's 855-PellaWI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show. 1360-97.5 WTHU. Oh, so
well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here on this Tuesday, the final day in November 2021. So, as I say that, I remind my son recently, regular Joe Jr., who is a video guy, right? Anyway, he recently played a video back for me from New Year's Eve 2019, where we were jovially wondering what 2020 would bring. Of course, I was teaching the kids about Barbara Walters in her famous, infamous way of saying, welcome to 2020. And it was just kind of amusing to look back at where we thought 2020 would be like. Now we are at the end of 2021, and it's like Groundhog Day because Omicron is here. I'm sorry, I got confused because, of course, if you listen to Joe Biden, apparently it's Omicron. Who knows what it really is? That's the question nobody can answer. But they can tell you one thing. Get a shot, it'll somehow make it better. All right, well, this is your VIP backstage soundcheck segment, exclusive to the wonderful, the awesome, the splendiferous listeners of AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ, and, of course, our live streamers. Hither and yon, hope that all of you that are just getting back at it today, that took that extra day off after the four-day weekend, stretching it out to five, welcome back. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was tempting. You know, the Sunday, I don't know about the rest of you, but having had a wonderful time, downtime, is a little tempting to say, well, can't we just do one more? Can't we be more like Europe and take one more day off? Anyway, so hopefully all of you fared well in the first significant snowfall of any kind that we've had in northeast Wisconsin yesterday, well, throughout the state of Wisconsin. But apparently we got it a little worse than others, some north of us. I do know Kewaunee got it bad. And, you know, one question, and I honestly don't have the answer, so I want to look into it. But I noticed something yesterday that seemed odd to me. Because, of course, they were calling for snow. They all, I mean, when I say they, the meteorologists were all calling for snow. They were pretty consistent in what they were saying, even consistent in the where, like that, you know, it was going to be kind of north, you know, it was going to come in from the west. They're going to get a little bit. And then, you know, south of us is not going to get a lot. Green Bay and north was going to get more. Again, all these things pretty, but then what, I happened to be on the road quite a bit yesterday. And one of the things that surprised me, I didn't see a truck out, you know, salting or anything until close to 4:30. Now, I mean, it's possible I missed one of the trucks, but I mean, I was on the highway in major thoroughfares. I'd say it's between 4 and 4:30. I didn't look exactly at my watch at the time, but I just was a little surprised. And this is kind of a, I was talking to somebody today before the show about the fact that it seems this has changed. And now let me be clear. This has nothing to do with the guys and gals that drive the trucks, that go out anytime, and they, you know, day or night, holidays or not, this is nothing, this is no way a reflection on them, because they're doing their job. They're doing their job that they're told to do. So that I'm wondering aloud more on the management side, on the planning side. It just seemed like they missed an opportunity. And it used to be, I mean, I know when I first arrived in Northeast Wisconsin, I used to drive my kids to school in snowstorms, and we didn't have as many fender benders and slick roads as I saw yesterday driving around. Now, yesterday is just one day, but this seems to be kind of a shift in how things are being done. And I don't know if it's a budgetary thing. I don't know if there's some new technology that has changed the way they do this. And I'd be curious, and I'm going to reach out to some local officials, see if anyone has any insight into it. But my first thought was it'd be budgetary, that somehow. And I know that one of the local newspapers, a diocesan newspaper, put out some garbage a week or two ago about how, you know, Mother Gaia weeps when we put down rock salt. And I wish I was making that up, but that was essentially the nonsense that was being spewed in nothing less than the Catholic newspaper. Apparently they, I don't know, maybe the leadership over at that newspaper apparently thinks that, you know, the key to the non-existent global climate change is that we actually make roadways and walkways safe for people to traverse them, and that's, you know, that's somehow doing grave irreparable harm. That being said, I don't think that's where the policy change came from, but it's part and parcel to what seems to be this shift where somehow nowadays taking precautions to make things safe, again, is, you know, what used to be common sense is now this rarity. And again, I don't know, there's no stats available at this moment. I'm sure we'll get them later this week or can get them later this week or next week, what the number of accidents and incidents were. But just very anecdotally, although I was on the road pretty much from after the show, really till about 7 o'clock. I mean, picking up and dropping off kids, the whole thing, you know, and all around the area. And like I said, I just noticed that they came out a little later than I would have expected. Maybe they pre-treated the day before or something, and I was unaware of it. But just seeing the number of incidents where I saw the police and, you know, ambulances heading out for accidents, those kind of things, it just seemed like there was a lot of slick roads, a lot of people struggling, which happens. But again, as I recall, going back to 2007, in my first years in living here, that it just seemed that they had kind of a different approach. Now, it's a countywide thing, so I don't know, you know, where that could have changed. Maybe it didn't. You know, I could be wrong. Yes, and it's, funny enough, as I'm saying this, we have a regular that's pointing out that they use salt brine, which was part of this article. Funny that you bring this up. That was their big solution. We need to get rid of sand and rock salt because, you know, sand, of course, is not a natural occurring substance. I mean, or salt. Salt and sand, they're just not apparently natural enough for the climate changers. I could be wrong, but I thought both were actually naturally occurring items here in the world. But I guess those elements no longer. Anyway, yes, their big solution was to treat the roads like your turkey and use brine. Now, of course, the funny part about it is brine is composed of water and salt. So I'm not sure why they think that salt is better than the other stuff, but whatever. I mean, this is their big solution, and perhaps that's what they use, but I got news for you. That's not working because, again, just witnessing what I did yesterday, I mean, I was fine. I'm happy to say, you know, I had no issues, and, you know, I have a gas-guzzling four-wheel drive vehicle, which I proudly was driving. And by the way, even in that, I had a couple of times, you know, a couple of corners, those kind of things, taking all the care in the world, still some slipping and sliding. So just a curious thing. And I, as I said, this regular just wrote in saying that he thinks the city went cheap, and that's why they use the salt brine, because it's a cheaper method, saves money, of course, but does it really? And I know I'm not saying this to the regular that wrote this in, because I'm sure they're thinking this. Just like, for a good example, this is where the liberal, you know, the level of brain dead activity that occurs in a liberal's mind. Another example of their cost cutting. is, you know, the toilets that can only have a certain amount of water. You know, the ones that people then end up flushing two or three times because it only has a certain amount of water. Well, that did a great job, right? Because you used to be able to flush one time, took care of everything you need to. But now, in the effort to save Mother Gaia and all the water in the world, you're now flushing two or three times on occasions. Because somehow that isn't, it's kind of like electric powered vehicles. Because they're the great savior, except for the fact they're drawing electricity off of a grid that is primarily fueled by fossil fuels. So explain to me again how this is somehow making it better. It isn't. It doesn't. It never does. And they know that. They just don't want to admit it. And before I, and I wasn't even going to bring this up. Regular Bronson, this is your fault that I'm bringing this up now. Where is the story? Pete Buttigieg. He's the transportation secretary, in case you weren't aware. Pete Buttigieg, trans secretary. Where's the story? Where'd it go? See, I didn't have it for this segment because I was going to bring it up. I'll dig it out here for the exact quote in a moment. But his answer to you, if you don't like the high gas prices, is go buy an electric vehicle. Then everything will be better. No, I'm not making that up. That's really his big solution is, where did it go? Anyway, I'll find it. I'll get the exact quote after the break. But his big solution to inordinately high gas prices is go buy an electric vehicle. Maybe you just bought a nice gas-guzzling four-wheel drive vehicle like I have. Whether you just bought a used one or a brand new one. No. That money and the payment, they don't matter. You need to go get an electric car so that you too can drive a little tiny wind-up vehicle that can go like 50 miles at a time. And there's that. I mean, isn't that wonderful? You know, that's, they have cars that can go much farther now, Joe. You're not being very fair. Yes, and if you push them really hard, they can get up to 55 miles an hour most days. Whatever. I mean, if it's what you like, I don't care. If you want to drive an electric car, go for it. Stop telling me. It's like everything else. Stop telling me what I need to do. I made my decision. And I pay the excessively high gas prices. But you know something else? God forbid if I'm in a car accident, I have a much better chance of survival than people do in wind-up vehicles. Which, by the way, is why liberals wanted to ban SUVs. You know that's true, right? Steve, you know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
At one point, they wanted to ban SUVs because they were unsafe. And the logic, if you can call it that, the logic, oh, there it is. There it is. The logic was, well, they're unsafe because people in small cars get crushed easier. So it's not that the small car is not safe. No. It's the big vehicle that you're safe in. Right, we should rob people of that opportunity. Anyway, coming back to the roads. Don't want to go too far afield. But you know, it's fun with the whole thinking like a liberal. The only consistency is their inconsistent and logical thought. But so with the roads, I mean, they were in pretty crappy condition. And again, I want this disclaimer. Should I get pillared on the Green Bay Llama for this? That I am not blaming this on the actual workers, because they go out very selflessly and do their job. As I said, all manner of night and day, holidays. I mean, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine's husband is one of these guys. And I know a couple years ago, you know, I can't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. And they're like, well, he may, you know, because of the forecast, he may have to work, which they're bummed about. But they do, and they go out and they do it. Nothing to do with those guys and gals that are doing that job. This is a higher level question of who's making the decision of when they do the job and what resources they're using. And what things they have. Because, again, and as now two people pointed, the salt brine, it doesn't cut. Look, this isn't new, right? It's not like, oh, with the immense global climate change, now Wisconsin gets a lot of snow. I just want to point out that in recorded Wisconsin history, there's one month that they have not recorded snowfall. And that's the month of July. I looked this up when I got here into the... Yes. I looked this up, to be quite honest, I had someone that worked for me look it up at the time. I was giving a speech in May of 2000, I can't remember if it was 2007 or 2008, but I was here in Green Bay, I was giving a speech, and where I was standing, I was looking out the window, and when I was looking out the window, It started to snow, and it was May 12th. I remember the date, that much I remember. May 12th, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm going, wait a minute, am I looking at snow falling? So I stopped, like, mid-sentence, because I'd never seen snowfall in May. And I made that comment to the people I was speaking to, and anyway, we went on with the talk, and that, after that, we did the research, or I had someone, I asked someone to look it up, and they said the only month in recorded Wisconsin history that they have not recorded snowfall is the month of July. So my point being, despite what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez may say, or even the great Al Gore himself, this isn't exactly new. You know, we've been dealing with this in Wisconsin for a long time. And matter of fact, I remember remarking as I moved here from Washington, D.C., that they do snow terribly out in Washington, D.C., really bad. Really, really bad. I mean, it's let me put it this way. They will shut down schools, and I'm not joking. They will shut down school systems at the mere forecast of snow. If there's a quarter inch of snow on the ground in Washington, D.C. or the surrounding areas, everything comes to a grinding halt. It's almost laughable. So again, I grew up with bad management. When I moved here, I was like, wow, these guys really get it. I mean, they get it done. They're out there. So there was a change. And I'm curious what it is. And this, I know salt brine is a piece of it because, again, in this ridiculous leftist tripe that was printed in the Compass about, oh, you got to get rid of this and no sanding and use salt brine. That was their big solution. Well, clearly that didn't cut it yesterday. And that's just a preview because it was what? I mean, we had anywhere from an inch to 3 inches in the Green Bay area. I know the person I talked to this morning, they said like out in Kewaunee, they got hammered. So, you know, but so there's a little preview, right? There's the preseason, the warm-up. I would suggest that whoever is making these decisions may want to go back to the drawing board real quickly, pretty quickly here, and come up with a better solution. Because if yesterday was any kind of a preview of the kind of road management we have to look forward to in this season, well, we're in a little bit of problem. I'm just going to tell you, it isn't going to look good. Stephen Appleton called, and he said that Appleton was just as bad. Well, we know who runs out of Gamey County, so that's not exactly a shock there. But, you know, it would just be interesting to know where this shift is. Now, maybe, I don't know, because yesterday we talked about how Green Bay, the city of Green Bay, you know, they won some human rights campaign or they got a good score from them, much improved score. Maybe there's like an environmental version of this that the counties in Wisconsin are trying to get a higher score. So at the expense of people being able to commute and drive, because you can't exactly shut down Wisconsin like they do Washington. I mean, again, growing up in Washington, D.C., as a young boy, there was I think we had like a 3-foot snowstorm. Schools were closed for like a week. I mean, I'm not kidding. We loved it as kids, right? We can't exactly afford to do it here because if we do, we won't ever work. We won't ever get the kids back to school. It'd be like COVID 2.0. But, and as Mrs. Regular Joe pointed out, everyone worries about all the you know, oh, is it safe to go here without a mask or can you breathe in that direction? That's the great worry. But yet the road systems were left in relative disrepair, which, by the way, is a much more imminent threat if you press your brakes and your 4,000-pound vehicle continues to move forward or slide sideways or whatever it might be. Just a little bit of prioritizing, that's all. That's my only point to it. And I think it's a fair question to be answered. Like I said, I between the thought of this last night and this morning, obviously government, they weren't in at the office, but I will make an inquiry. I'll just be curious, and that's why I brought it up for you to see what your thoughts are. You know, in terms of what you've seen, and if you saw the same thing that I did. And as Bronson points out, which I take his word for this, I don't know this, but it would make sense to me. So the other consequence, because there's always unintended consequences to liberal policy, of salt brine is besides it being useless, that it rusts our cars out faster, which again, that's a big problem if you live in Wisconsin.
The Regular Joe Show. News, talk, sports.